Last year, the Broncos averaged fewer than 2 sacks per game. But Sunday, they snagged 3 and pressured Rams quarterback Mark Bolger into some hurried throws. It's a good start for Denver's front four, but nothing more than that.
You don't sit back like no fat cat and rub your stomach and eat some more, what's that, the cat meow mix? You know, I like chicken, I like liver and all that. You don't sit back and then rub your stomach. You just like, okay, you know what? Get back on that rock with that knife and keep grinding, get harder and harder, being sharper and sharper.
Lang in particular seeks more from himself. With Courtney Brown doubtful for Sunday, Lang expects to play substantially once again in week 2 and build off the fourth quarter sack he recorded against the Rams.
I think I played all right. I mean, there's still always room for improvement, so I'm never satisfied. I ain't played no perfect game yet. That's what I'm trying to do.
And we're happy to have him. I'm happy to have him on my D-line. And, you know, we just wish the best, you know, for him. And, you know, I know he's going to help this team out, you know, throughout the season.
Sunday could bring a chance for Lang to help even more, as the Chiefs gave up 7 sacks in last weekend's loss to the Bengals.
Obviously, when you have a quarterback in there who's only had 6 starts in his career, you want to get in there and battle him. But the guy's a veteran, man. He's been in the league a while.
But it's more than just Lang who can capitalize, and who did just that at St. Louis. Indeed, it was all of the players up front and elsewhere on the D that helped neutralize the Rams for much of their Week 1 game.
I thought everybody played well, but our front four stepped up and played well, yeah. We expected them to. They worked their butt off. I mean, they busted their butt. So it was just a result of their hard work and their coaches working with them. That's what it was.
It shows that, you know, those guys are getting after the quarterback right now, and it's really setting a tone for us, and it's let, you know, the secondary kind of let us sit back and, you know, read the quarterback more and try to make more plays on the ball.
And in turn, Lang has confidence that the offense will make the plays it couldn't quite make on Sunday to support what he and his defensive line mates are trying to do on the field.
Everybody gonna do their job, even if it was 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 6, 4th and 1. I sat right down the end of the bench, because I knew I had confidence that the offense is gonna do it. I mean, that's how I feel here. I just sit right down there, wherever 3rd down situation is. Mike Myers just looked at me, said, K-Lane, don't go nowhere, just sit right here. So I'm like, what are you talking about? 1st down. I just sit right there. So I learned from Michael Myers to stay in my spot.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.